Howard. Welcome to
안녕하세요
pod. This is episode 10, the last of season 1. Woo! We made it.
We're your hosts. I'm Lois.
I'm Irene. Welcome, welcome.
We are on episode 10.
10. We made it.
And hopefully by the time you're listening to this, it's almost Christmas. So Merry Woo! Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año. Felicidad. No. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Acapella audition is over, Irene.
If you know, you know. For the listeners who listened to that episode.
I'm dead. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. All right. So for episode 10. We thought we'd do a little recap of just like how it was for us filming season 1, doing this whole shebang, and then we'll get into some fun questions like 3 of you sent us. But they're still fun, and we thought it'd be
Snack Spotlight.
Oh my God, yeah. Snack Spotlight. What is this called?
I have no idea.
Oh gosh. The bag is over there, but it's like It's like a little cracker with like peanut specks on it, so it's like a peanutty
honeyish
sweet cracker.
We are so good at this.
I know.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It has, like, it tastes like peanutty, but it has like the honey kind of glaze on it top. So it's sweet and crunchy and nutty.
It's like a pretzel stick, but like sweet.
Sweeter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, that's a good way to describe it,
You're
welcome.
Yeah. We finish each other's
sentences. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Okay. Yes, okay. Back to the episode.
Anyway, I kind of wanted to ask you, like, I guess, what were the fun parts of doing this together? And then what were some not fun parts?
Oh my gosh. If you guys like look back to the first episode, I was so awkward because I was like, I want to address the audience, but I want to look at her like in the face. So I was like, I kept saying like, and to you listeners out there, you know, like I'm trying to like make sure you guys feel seen and heard and understood, you know? So I think the, what was the question?
As you can tell, we've gotten a lot better at this. I was just asking, like, what was fun? What was hard?
Oh, yeah. So, what was fun was, like, seeing our progression, like, on camera, like, getting more comfortable. Yeah. And, like, at one point, I'm just, like, talking to you still, you know? So, that was, like, and I think what was fun is, like, we talked about doing this for a long time, and it gave us a fun little outlet to, like, meet and, like build out our little project together. So that's been fun. What's not been fun?
Okay, when did I piss you off? That's scary.
Oh, we're talking about in general, huh?
Behind the scenes.
That's tough because I don't know how many times you've pissed me off, really. How about you go first and then maybe I'll be inspired. Maybe I'll be inspired.
Okay.
How salty and spicy are we getting?
No, I mean, I feel like I pissed you off more than you pissed me off.
Really?
Because I felt like I got a little bit more controlling.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
I need to get reminded.
Yeah. So I'll say it.
So Lois has a very specific vision, right? Yeah, and I'm very good with the flow, so I'm, like, cool with it. Uh-huh. Especially because this is my, like, day job, too, of, like, social. I'm like, yes, this is our creative baby at the project. Like, I'm going to let you, you know, do your thing because... For those who don't know, Lois is also like a micro influencer on little TikTok. You know, she does a little posty post on like BTS and Korean culture, things like that. And so she knows her way around, like her little twiddly thumbs around like the app, you know. But she was kind of like a drill sergeant in the beginning of like, all right, we're gonna post like this, we're gonna do this. And like, I would be posting like, or giving my inspirations for captions for certain posts. And you guys can look back, there are a lot of collabo work, but like, she'd be like, no, what about this? Like, she'd be like, you sound too corporate-y, and I'm like, damn, I do, you know, it's hard to turn that off.
I think it was just funny to see how corporate you were, and then how like, free flow I was, and we had to kind of meet in the middle, because I would be like, what's up, guy? Like, the girlies are back, talk about blah, 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 and then Irene would be like,
in this episode, we are talking about the growth spurts.
Their creative vision aligns, and together we created this podcast. And I'm like, can we just say, hello, we want to make a podcast? Like,
but I think it was good because I think I've been putting on that hat for so long that I kind of like, through this process, like, learned how to reel it back to kind of make it more normal, because like, that's also helpful in my day-to-day job. And I think at one point I did become too like a corporate like box, you know.
It was funny. Funny, but also I was pretty savage.
But she was calling me out.
She'd be like, what about this? And I knew she put all the time and effort into like, this is that. And I'd be like, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, dude. But that comes with the creative process.
I know.
But it's so funny because I forgot about that. I forgot. Because later down the line, like, it was just like it was very natural.
I know.
It did forget.
And then I think when you created some reels, I'd be like, I don't like that cut. Or I'd be the crop is off.
And that would take me 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you tell me which one at one point. But it's all fun, though. It's all fun. Know. Yeah.
All good, I guess.
Yeah. Now that we have a flow, like season two, like, you know, we're going to do more things.
Yeah.
It'll be better. It was a good first go at it.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
I think the fun part was just like literally just filming with you. Mm-hmm. Every time after we finish filming, we're literally just like, oh, that was fun. We had fun. And then we always say like, we literally don't care how many views we get or like how many whatever. We're like, at the end of the day, we're like, we can walk away being like, we had fun doing this, so like, it doesn't matter. So that's been the fun part.
Mm-hmm. The added bonus was like, we were getting comments throughout the episodes of like mutual friends of ours or like people that one person knew but not the other, like of people really enjoying our banter and like, I don't know. That was really nice to hear. People were like, I love listening to it on my drives to wherever. And I'm like, good. Like, that was the whole point.
It's fun because, like, I actually didn't, like, micromanage our analytics as much as I thought I would. Every once in a while, I check on the analytics when I'm uploading, like, an episode. We're not spectacular reviews. We're not in the thousands. That's fine. At all. Not even close to hundreds, like, or maybe the hundreds a little bit, but barely.
That's fine.
But like, I genuinely don't care. Like, this has been so fun. So like, we're just
We have something to show for it. That's cool.
I know. Yeah. But it has been nice to get comments when people do text us or message us and be like, oh, this episode was really like special or blah, 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 or like.
And we took it very serious. We had like legit photo shoots. We invested like time and money, like these props, like, you know, very small items. Yeah. But like, even the photo shoots, I had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You guys will see a lot of our season two photo shoot coming soon. Yeah. But like, yeah, like the first one was like a learning curve. So, you know, it's a little wonky. But season two, we got professional. We got a little bit more advanced with it.
Baby.
Yeah. So like little things like that. And I feel like, I think I'm just proud that like we said we're going to do something and we did it.
Yeah.
Because like that's the hard part.
Yeah. It's like, just doing it.
And yeah.
Especially when it's like such a public platform, not to say that we have like thousands of followers, but it's still a public platform that everyone has access to. And that's kind of scary to like do.
And like, I want to be perfect at everything in the first go. And I know it wasn't perfect. And like that was like a thing to let go of, but at least it's out there, right? Because like, we'll get better over time. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good process.
I mean, I don't have any.
Oh, our little snafu of an episode.
Oh yeah, I mean, we had some technical difficulties. Also a little infuriating, but it's fine.
Comes with it.
I know. So I think just that, like, but honestly, I think I pissed you off more than you pissed me off. Like, I never got bothered by you. Oh. I think I was just like, oh, I'm being so savage with Irene.
No. Like, You just have to show me how you upload it. Okay, that's on her list.
That's on my list of things to do. But yeah.
I would say that, yeah, like I would do this again in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And like, it's been like, I feel like through this, we like learned new things about each other in a different way. Like with your grief episode, things that we don't normally touch on. Mm-hmm. We touch on lightly, but like, you know, there's some times where you just want to keep things light and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Also like paying homage to our culture. That's been really nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like diving into the snacks or like even just talking about the fact that we don't know things about our culture and like connecting on that level. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Should we get into our Q&A?
Yeah.
Or is there anything else you wanted to
stay tuned
before?
For more.
Yes.
Anyone has any feedback?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to give us.
I know.
Stuff. In person or in the comments or DM, you know?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I guess I'll get into some of the questions.
Okay.
So I think like literally 3 people gave us questions.
We love it.
So funny and we
keep
love
it. Short
so
and sweet. Yeah.
Get into them. I'll get the first question that we got was, what's your favorite funny story about each other?
Favorite funny story about each other. That's such a hard question because we had like over a decade of friendship, but again, I'm going to have to ask you to go first. Okay.
I didn't think of, I barely looked at these questions, so I didn't have a lot of time to think about them, but something that does come to mind, more than a funny story, it's more like a funny experience that we had together.
Okay. What?
And it's when we did dance. That dance class was so weird. So it was literally, I think we took it as like an elective course.
Yes.
Like, you know, in college you go and everyone has a major, but everyone also has to take like random classes. Mm-hmm. And this was like our arts kind of unit. And so we took a dance
class. I
think
we may have mentioned it in an episode.
I think we might have. Yeah. But like, I just need to preface this by saying we are not dancers in any shape or form.
No.
And this class wasn't meant for dancers anyway. So it's fine. But like, it was so weird. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just so funny for us to experience together because we have to go in and we're still in a college level course where we have to be serious and what this dance teacher is telling us to do.
And we had an audience at
And they like told us like one of the assignments was like creating our name.
Oh
yeah, we had to create a routine. We had to create a dance routine, and part of building that routine was like, she's like, "Oh, I want you guys to spell your names, but with different body parts."
Yes.
And so we literally were like L with our shoulder and E with her chest, and like, you know what I mean? And I'd be like, "I like," and it was like really weird, but we had to be dead serious.
Yes.
When we did it. So I was just like, I remember.
I don't think it was individual either. It was like in a group.
Yeah. And it tried so hard to not laugh. And I just remember that so vividly because it was so weird.
That is a core memory for sure. Oh man.
A lot of my memories in college are pretty blur, but that was pretty vivid. I still remember that.
I'm trying to think. Like, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
Oh, what's a good one? Give me like 2 seconds. I think when man, the only thing I remember are like in college where we would literally eat up a storm. Like, I swear to God. I remember one time, like, we were in like our workout era, kind of, but not really. And we would literally like gorge a meal. And she had these like big, like, you had these like big pants, like sweatpants type of thing.
Okay.
And this would be like late at night. We went to like a convenience store near our campus. Mm-hmm. And we would get all our snacks. And like she said in a previous episode, she was small but mighty. She ate up a storm. And she would just like walk around with these with these pants that she had, and like, I don't know, you would do like weird things like in our dorms. You don't remember? There's a picture of you like with these sweatpants, like high waisted up to like your stomach area, and you're just like, we just like took a picture.
Oh yeah,
it was
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like
I just didn't care
yeah.
what people thought.
Yeah.
Like my freshman year of college, I think some people either like really try to make a name for themselves when they're a freshman, like, mm-hmm. oh, blank slate, like I'm gonna, you know, but mm-hmm. I was in my era of like, I literally don't care what people think.
She was like, I was very confident
in my own skin. I would walk around looking like a fool.
Yeah.
Glasses, hair like crazy, sweatpants up to here.
Yeah, literally up to there. Like, and then, you know, like I don't know, like it was a vibe, it was a party every day.
It was so much fun.
I'm sure we have a lot of other stories, but it's just hard to come up on the spot. But I'm sure as the episode goes on, if I think of another one, I'm gonna share, because I think it's hard for people to visualize what I mean when I mean when you're like literally sweatpants up to like your stomach, and then like your hoodie was like, you know,
I would like put my hoodie on and
on
like
top.
Draw the string where
Kyle looked like
my face showing, like I look like a thumb.
But it was just like playful and fun.
Yeah, that's
like
kinda,
you were like willing to be silly.
That was freshman year in a nutshell, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, what do you like least about each other? That's such a savage question.
Well, the hard thing is like we never really fought except for that one time, which I think we mentioned in an episode. Yeah. So I don't know. I would say.
Okay, I'll talk about a pet peeve that I had with you when we lived together.
Okay, and then I'll tell mine.
Okay. I got really mad at Irene one time because she kept using my toothpaste, which was fine. I was like, that's fine. You can use my toothpaste. I'm okay with sharing it.
Yeah.
I like pushing my toothpaste up from the bottom.
Yes.
This is like roommate problems, like couple problems. Like we were roommates, so.
That was interesting for me.
She would use my toothpaste and just squeeze it.
From the middle.
From the middle.
That's normal for me.
And it's just like squeezed in the middle and it's just all gross. And I'd be like, okay, the first time it's fine. And I didn't say anything, but it happened like multiple times.
It like, I think she like held it in for a while.
Yeah. And then I was like.
Because it was like a blow up.
Like, Irene, you can use my toothpaste, but you have to like, don't. Like squeeze it from the middle, or I was like, or you can't use my toothpaste. Like I remember just being like so pissed off.
Guys, what does it say about us if that's the biggest thing that she has on me?
I'd be like, can you squeeze it from the bottom? Like squeeze it up? Like do you not notice that that's what it looks like when you grab it?
Yeah, we had like different living styles. And I think that's also also tied into personality. Like I'm very like coupe, like you know, like or what's the English word for coupe?
Like, very like rushed.
Rushed. So like I just like squeeze from the middle, you know.
It's, yeah.
It's to the point, but again,
yeah,
you know, you gotta squeeze and get the most out of it.
But I was just like,
it's not bad. It's not bad for me. Sometimes, like maybe that's a good. Oh, man, the hard thing about these Q&As is like I really don't have much.
I know.
Maybe like. The fact that you like, okay.
Okay.
The one thing I didn't like is every time, every week you would go home. And so I was like left alone with, and I think I mentioned this in an episode, but like our roommate who would do things in the room.
But that's what you said about that I left you?
Yeah, she left me.
I couldn't control that.
Oh my God. I had to deal with that. But you also left me twice. You left me for different college. So I did kind of feel abandoned.
Okay.
I was like, girl, how could you?
So it's the fact that you love me so much that I left you. You didn't like that I left you.
When you left for a different college, I was like, dude. Who am I supposed to go to these like church events with? You brought it upon yourself to be my like guiding light, and you're like, all right, peace out. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this for 2 years and we'll see where I end up. But I was like so used to a partner.
Yeah.
And all of us were just like, bye, I'm gonna transfer now. I was like, and I was trying at the same time too.
Yeah.
I actually was. So I was trying to transfer when she was trying to transfer. Mm-hmm. And I remember she made it. And I was like, okay, well I'm gonna be here. So I guess that I was salty. I was like, oh, she made it, but I didn't get to make it, because I think we were both trying at the same time.
Yeah
So that's a core memory.
I forgot. Sorry for leaving you.
No, that you made it and I didn't.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Let's get spicier. Okay. This is a funny one.
If you could punch anyone with no consequences, who would it be?
People that we know or anyone.
Anyone. If you can't name names and just drop hints, that's okay too.
Our current state of the world.
Would you punch a specific leader?
Yes.
Okay.
How about you? There's probably more. I could probably go back and forth.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Mine? Oh, if I could punch anyone. Man, that's a hard one. There's a couple things I want
And what move would you want to do? Ooh. Let's talk about the move. What's the punch?
Okay. Move? So there's a lot that a lot of people that I can think of.
Wow.
But I don't think it'd be appropriate to bring up because I'm a working professional.
Okay. Oh.
But right now, the specific that I can think of is not a specific person, but a specific people group.
Uh-huh.
And the specific people group is the group of people who have just been really obnoxious lately about, like, oh, yeah, the NFL. Oh, yeah, the Dodgers. Like, but why is Taylor Swift here?
Oh,
it's this group of people that have been really pissing me off lately.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, the group of people who are like, why is Taylor Swift here? Why are the girlies here? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just kind of like, as a Swiftie or as a K-pop fan, as a girlie, I'm just like, we don't like shit on you guys.
Yeah.
Why are you dumping on? Like, why are you mad, bro? Kind of thing. Why are you mad, bro?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, why is Taylor Swift here? Why does the camera keep panning to her? Because that's what gets views.
Uh-huh.
So maybe think about it. You know, like, this is what's helping your sport and your entertainment thrive, because that's what's getting more views than your NFL boys. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And I'm just like, why are you mad, bro? Why are you mad? I don't know. It's like,
it's like, just because a woman can.
No, literally, I'm like, is your gochu so small?
Your pee-pee.
Is your pee-pee so small that, like, you know what I mean? And, like, I want to punch them, maybe not in their face, but maybe punch their little gochus, like their little pee-pees, and be like, why are you mad?
Talking about the masculine energy.
I know. I'm just like, it's just been pissing me off lately. Because I think I just see, like, all these memes, all these comments, all these tweets, and I'm just like, dude, relax. Like, wow, wow, wow. Like, oof. You know what I mean? Like, those are the people that have been pissing me off.
Wasn't
lately.
There, like, an article that said she sold out, like however many stadiums?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, the Dodgers sold more tickets.
Than her.
Please. Okay, Taylor Swift is one person.
Yeah. And they were like $1 million apart.
I'm like, please. So close. Number one, she's one person.
Yeah.
She made more money than all of you guys combined.
I can't believe they made that a headline of, like,
I know.
We made more money than Taylor Swift, but it was like over $1 million.
I was just like, please. Wow, wow, wow. Like, calm down. Like, those are people on the left. Like, they're little gochus. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my little.
Well, mine are always going to be the Kevin Nguyens or whoever. They're like, you know, they'll come to me. You know, they don't even try anymore.
Kevin Nguyen.
I'm sorry if your name is Kevin Nguyen, but you know what I mean, okay? I'm not trying to group you guys together, but I am for this purpose of, like, why does nobody try anymore?
Oh.
Nobody comes up to people anymore. Yeah. It's all through a freaking, like, screen. And I just came back from New York, and the men there, okay, at least they approach you, okay?
Oh.
They approach you like, a little fun little story for people. There's this really, really good restaurant that I like in New York.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep the name under wraps for now. But I was there for an event, and I went to a bar after because I was, like, trying to de-stress with my friends. And I'm at the bar. This guy with his group of friends, like, they see me and my friend, and one of the guys comes and approaches us on the side of the bar.
I don't know the story.
Yes. Huh? Yeah, yes. I know. And somehow, some way, I found out he's a co-owner of this restaurant that I really like, that I go to all the time when I'm there. Uh-huh. And he was like, you know, like, I can get you a table, you know, it's like really popular. So it's really hard to get a reservation. Yeah. But I'm like, oh, like, sure. I'm sure you pull this move, you know, on people. But I go the next day to this reservation. Right. And, you know, I'm in my best fit. I like did my hair. I'm a little extra. Okay. At this tiny little restaurant. And he's like the owner of this, co-owner of this restaurant, but there's like multiple branches. So he like hits up the different branches in a day. And while I was there, he like, these tables are small because it's a small place, but he gives us service, me and my friend. Like, my friend was late, so he like came up to me a couple times. We chatted for a little bit. But he went to a wedding in Bangkok, Thailand, like the Monday after, the next day. So I was like, oh, like we're going to miss opportunity. Yeah. Because originally at the bar, he asked me like, oh, like, can I get your number for the reservation? I don't know if it's specifically for the reservation or if he was trying to slip it in. But I was like, no, I'm like, I'm not going to give it to you that easy. Like, no, like, we'll see tomorrow, right? The tomorrow comes when I'm doing all these things. And I could not get the number because like somehow, some way, I just missed it.
Yeah.
So I tried to like let my server know, like, hey, like tell him thank you for like the meal. I'm like, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna try to slip my number, but I feel like he didn't understand what I was saying because he's like, oh, I have him on speed dial, I could just let him know right now. And I was like, no, I'm good,
my number,
I'm good. I'm like, he didn't really register that. And I was like, I was already paying, I already like paid for whatever and whatever.
Oh my god.
And so our mutual friend, I was telling her over dinner, and she's like, let me see if I can find him. She finds him within 2 seconds. I'm like, yeah, that's him, right? And I was like, damn. But moral of the story is, at least the guy approached me, right?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles?
No. Yeah.
Even if they like someone, they're like, nah. So that's my, come on, ball up, ball up. Oh,
truly.
That was really fun. Yeah.
Oh,
like a little uppercut.
Uppercut,
like, yeah. What was yours?
Mine would be like,
or just like double jab,
like kick him in the, you know. okay, this is a fun one.
Okay.
First kiss story.
Oh, who asked that? Whoa, who asked that question?
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Who asked that one?
First kiss, do you want to share, yes or no? You can say no.
Of course.
Okay. You share first.
No, you go first. You're the one who's happily married.
Okay, but I think yours are more fun. Mine's so boring.
Okay, let's start with that. And
fine. Okay, mine's boring and embarrassing.
Classic.
Okay. Literally, Ben is my first boyfriend and my first everything. So obviously, he's my first kiss. Really boring, but basically we were dating. Okay. Also, I'm like 100% honest because people still don't believe me to this day, but we had been dating for 4 years at this point and we still had not kissed.
What?
4 years.
That man be patient. Oh my God.
I know. I was psychotic, and also we were just really young, and I was like,
what was the motive?
Well, I mean, we were just both raised so like conservatively, and I was like, this whole like, no nothing before marriage, no blah 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 blah. So it was just whatever to prevent any temptation, you know. And so I just kind of like told him like, I don't want to, like, I don't think I even told him I don't want to kiss. I think it was just kind of agreed upon that we're gonna like move very slowly.
Dude, but guys of this generation would never.
I'm still embarrassed for this, but yeah, so basically around year 4, like, you know, just tensions are high. And
like, what was it about year 4? I don't get it.
I don't know, but like, I don't even think it was like a remarkable moment or anything. It was just like, I just remember it was like we had been dating for like around 4 years at that point. And then
was it getting fed up? He was like,
maybe. Ben was like, bro.
He was like, 4 is pretty good.
I just remember it was like not even like a super special date. Like it wasn't even our anniversary date or anything. I just remember at one point Ben was just like, hey, so like, he was like, can I kiss you?
At least he asked for permission. We like okay, that. We like that.
So that's funny because like, I think as a grown woman now, I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. But that's at that time, sweet. I was already so embarrassed and like, so like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. That like when he asked me, I was like, why did you ask me? Why can't you just do it? Yeah. Kind of, you know,
like in the movie.
Yeah. Kind of like wanting that romantic move because I felt awkward saying yes, you know,
but you said yes.
I know. I was like, oh, I feel, why did you ask me? But okay, yes, I guess. And like,
so where was the venue? Where was the location?
I think we were literally in the parking lot of somewhere. Like,
was it Walmart?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say
that's where he told me he liked.
Yes, 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 yes. That would have been full circle.
I know, truly. Why didn't you? Yeah, literally, we had just like eaten, we had hung out, we had, you know, we were like at our cars, and then we were,
he saw you in.
And he was like,
ahead of the table.
Right,
he was
all
like,
right, this is the day. Can I do it? Can I kiss you? I'm like, okay. And then that was it.
Did you feel sparks fly?
I did. I actually felt really shy and awkward because it was just literally like a peck, and it was just literally like, okay, that was so weird. Like,
wait, on the cheek?
It was on the lips.
Oh.
But I mean, but it was just like, oh my God, like a boy's lips just touched my lips. Like, I felt so weird. I was like, oh my God.
Did you feel like you did something wrong?
No. Oh, I think God. I just felt really weird. Mm. Like, I literally was like, oh my God.
Did you tell people right when it happened?
I think I might have.
Ooh,
yeah, spicy. I think I texted a couple of my friends like, guys.
Guys, it happened.
Just had my first kiss.
That's cute. That's a cute story, yeah. Though.
I guess.
Yeah, mine's kind not like that.
Spill the tea. But actually, I remember your first kiss.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, no.
Oh, please, please tell our audience.
Did we tell about people in one of the episodes? It might have been our Hinge episode.
I don't think you talked about your first kiss.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I can add a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
So I was also a late fledgling, and I was like, dabbling into my, was it
dating life?
It was either Coffee Meets Bagel or Hinge Air. I forget.
Yeah.
But back then, I was just looking for, like tattoos, a little bit of muscles, and this guy had those aspects.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, we still know this person within our circle, so I'm like nervous. Yeah. But dang, I thought he was fun. Like he had the tattoos on the chest, like. He was a dentist, so I was like, brains, bronze, everything. And this was when I was like, everything was yes. I was like, sure, you know, even though he was playing me really hard. I didn't know that at the time, but I remember this was like date one or two or whatever.
It was like literally date one, I think.
Maybe. Maybe one or two. But we had just eaten dinner, and he was dropping me off, and you know, my parents were inside, so I was like, you know, we gotta be outside. But he was dropping me off, and then, you know, like guys do that thing where like, all right, you know, have a good night. And we were parked,
yeah,
like front facing of the building I live in.
Yeah, and you were still in the car.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I literally, I like wanted to make it a movie scene, so I was like doing the pretend, like, okay, fine. I was like pretending.
I was like, fine, was like that.
I was like, fine. I knew I wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm waiting, and then like.
I was like,
you know, I kind of like exit on, and then we like fully make us in the car. and then we depart, and I remember I go upstairs in my little complex, acting like everything's normal. You know, I think I told my mom I was going on a date, right?
Yeah,
so I was like, how are they? Like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it was nice, whatever. But I think that was like my first time ever.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, oh, it was like,
wait, after the kiss, you asked?
No, I was like, oh, was that okay?
And you asked that?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I mean, you're okay. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, okay. Like, I was like, I know. I'm like, I was trying to be cutesy. I'm like, yeah, I'm like working on it, you know? But I think he knew because I think I told him, like never dated.
Oh, you
whatever.
Told him you never kissed anyone?
No, never dated. So obviously you put two pieces together.
Oh my God. So he knew he was going to be your first kiss?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wow.
And I'm like, not that I would have saved it any, like, yeah, maybe yeah, I yeah. would have, but I don't yeah. know. But I was like, I knew I was bad, right? But like a cutesy bad yeah. because like, oh my God, like, you know, whatever.
Okay. Follow up question. Did you like it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Guys,
gosh.
I'm guilty of liking a little bit of a makeup yeah, session. Yeah. am I good at it? Still not sure. Still not sure. We'll see. But yes, God. Yes. It was very like movie-esque, you know? I was like, oh, this is what it feels like. In the car. Yeah, I think that's the most memorable. I had like little like stints,
yeah,
maybe,
but that was your first kiss,
like a full-on yeah. yeah. I think that's why he was so impressionable.
Uh-huh.
Because I still remember to this day.
Yeah.
First kiss. But he's like a little too many tattoos now. Yeah. But man, it was nice.
I'm dead.
It was nice. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of noise. Hall Pass.
Oh.
Not a BTS member.
Oh.
So it can't be Jungkook. Wait. Mm-hmm. Can we say yours on at the count of three? Because I think I know what yours is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One. It might change after this, but okay. Yes.
One, two, three.
Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Justin Bieber.
I know, but then he got like too many tattoos.
But I still think like I felt like he would be your like still.
Oh, dude, guys, I had major
Ryan Reynolds.
I had major Bieber fever back in the day. But that's when he just had tastefully enough of the tattoos. It was like behind his ear. It was like Purpose Tour era. But then he got like on his stomach, and I was like, "You lost."
I know. But I still feel like he still strikes a chord for you.
Yeah. His voice.
Yeah.
His voice does.
Ryan Reynolds.
He was my hope for a while. But he's like a little bit problematic right now. So I'm like, not really.
Okay, then who?
The girl one is really easy for me.
Oh, okay. Who?
Zendaya.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Zendaya.
Okay. Like, oof. She'd be my girl. Your turn.
Who do you think my hall pass is?
That's not BTS. Give me a hint. And we'll say it on the count of three after you give me the hint.
Okay. Well, it's a really easy hint.
Okay.
Okay, this is only because I recently started rewatching Startup.
Oh, that. But people won't know that one.
Maybe. One, two,
I also
three.
Don't know the name in Korean.
Han Ji Pyeong.
Oh, the cold-hearted guy in Startup.
Not cold-hearted.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what he was portrayed as.
I guess. Okay, yes. Were you team Han Ji Pyeong or team Nam Do-sun?
I was the other guy. See, I'm so bad at Korean, but
Nam Do-sun. So you were team the guy. Because this is what I still find fascinating, is it's so split.
Mm-hmm.
You were team the guy
because
who was...
I felt like the guy that you like, he's like too cold for me.
Okay.
He's a little stiff, which I knew he like kind of like loosened up later down the line, but I'm like...
Okay. Like, I love him. I like, he's not usually my go-to hall pass, whatever. I don't even really have a hall pass. I probably have to consult my husband, but I recently did tell Ben though. I was like rewatching Startup. I'm like, I love him. I love Han Ji Pyeong. Like,
yeah,
for the people who don't know, I think I just like the like kind of like the stoic, shy, quirky one. Like, he has the cold like outer,
makes
but he's
sense.
So warm on the inside.
That's literally Suga. That makes sense.
I know, that's Yoongi, and that's even Ben. Like, the everyone thinks they're so serious and so scary and whatever, but it's like you get to know them, it's like, no, they're actually so warm.
Oh, really?
And they're so like
Ben gets that? I feel like he's not
Ben's like chill with you, that's why. Oh. But I think when they first meet Ben, sometimes people think Ben's like really serious.
I mean, granted, I did bow to him.
Yeah.
I did bow to him the first time I met him, so maybe that makes sense.
But yeah.
Okay, what about an American?
I know, I'm like, I was trying to think of like an American celebrity. Mm-hmm. That's so hard.
Female or male?
Okay. It's really hard to think present day, which is why I went to Justin Bieber, like your heartthrob back in the day.
Oh, and he was my guy.
If I think heartthrob back in the day, I had so many crushes. I would say Zac Efron, High School Musical, Troy Bolton.
Yes, yes.
Was like a melt in my heart kind of guy.
Start of something new.
I don't know. It's hard to think of right now, though. Like, there's really no like American celebrity where I'm like,
damn, she said, I'm good. Yeah. She says, I'm good.
No, really.
Like, she's like, my husband or nothing.
I know. I'm not gawking at anybody, really. I
can't relate.
No. Anyway.
Anyways. That was a good one.
That was.
Yeah. I like the kissing one. That's funny.
Most embarrassing story.
Embarrassing story.
I'm going to turn the light on while you think of this one.
Sure.
It's getting dark, but I feel like your first kiss story is.
Oh, I have so many embarrassing things in life. Let's see.
Most embarrassing story? That's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to answer this if we can't think of one.
We should replace it with a different question then. How do we flip the script?
I guess like most. Like, well, like, because like we had funny memories, so like embarrassing memories of college, maybe specific to college.
Okay, embarrassing college memory.
I don't know, that's hard too.
Well, I already gave mine away.
Yeah,
it was the acapella thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's we gotta do something else. What about. Ooh. Anyone you were friends with that you're not anymore?
Whoa. Saucy.
Let's get there.
Anyone I'm friends with that I'm not anymore?
Yeah.
From college or just in general?
In general. Life? Oof. And explain why.
Gosh.
You can describe them. We don't have to name them.
Yeah. I feel like I can't answer this question without getting exposed. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do have people that come to mind, but I feel like
what caused the riff?
I guess like, well, when I shared my grief story, there are some people who come to mind where I thought that they would reach out or be there for me and weren't. And or said things to me that were very problematic. That
did you feel like?
Yes. That I kind of was like, no, thank you, and kind of cut off. Actually, there are a couple people.
Okay.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like I'm scared to cut people off because
I mean I'm too. I personally have never like cut off people except for like. At a certain point, like,
because like I feel like for
something
me,
really extreme.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's like I'll give you a handful of chances. I feel like I feel like cutting someone off is very like
it's
so extreme.
It really is,
unless they like really really impacted you in some kind of way where it's warranted. But sometimes it's like very subtle, you know, and like it has to add on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really take you seriously with this. With our little Christmas. So
yours is like extra dangly. Okay, we'll just move on to this one.
Okay,
favorite body part on yourself.
Oh, I love that, I dude. Know. These are good questions.
Favorite body part on yourself.
Okay, I used to think it was my butt because I don't even work out. And it's like, people always tell me like, oh, you have a butt, right?
Oh, nice.
But then the other day I was looking in the mirror and I was like, it's looking kind of flat. So I'm like confused. So, and granted in the beginning, like I didn't do anything drastically like to make my but like what it was. Uh-huh. But even coming here today, I was like, my butt's looking kind of flat. So I don't know what people are looking at. So I wouldn't say that. I would say my smile.
Oh.
Yeah. Cost $5,000. But my smile. Thank God for braces.
Brace.
Yeah. I had a little crooked tooth.
But not younger. You never got, what is it called? The when people get their teeth done?
Invisalign?
No. What celebrities get done?
Veneers.
Veneers, not veneers. You don't have veneers, right?
No, it's yeah. All natural, all real.
All natural.
Except for $5,000 that we're cashed in. But yeah, I would say I really like my smile.
Nice.
It costs a good chunk of change.
I don't have a favorite body part necessarily, but like a feature.
Yeah.
Which would be, I like my freckles.
Yeah, that's cute. You know, people are adding those.
People like, be adding freckles on.
Literally with pencils. Being
like,
now.
This is how I do my freckles. And I'm like, girl, please.
Mm-hmm. Girl,
and
please.
It's funny, RIP to my mother, but my mother, my mother would be like, oh, you need to put sunblock on. Your freckle, like that's why you have freckles. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, okay, I am putting sunblock on, but it's just like I just have freckles. Yeah. And then I would tell my mom, I'd be like, well, people think they're cute, and yeah. Then my mom would be like, no, when you get older, like that's not gonna be the same. And I'd be like, Mama, please,
Mom,
like,
please,
Mom, please. Everyone's trying to get freckles right now. Everyone's doing their faux little, freckles.
Yeah, literally
please.
Faux freckles.
So I like my freckles. Yeah.
Okay, how about each other?
Oh,
okay. I would say, I would say your eyes are really expressive.
My eyes, okay.
Wait, that's like when guys say like that's a guy move. But I mean your eyes.
Yeah, you like my eyes. Like, yeah. Okay, that's funny because I was gonna say your eyes too.
And that's why we're on this pod together. Makes sense.
Really? Yeah, especially like when, now that you get your lashes done. Oh. And like the whole like look of your eyes, it's so cute.
Mm-hmm. But the lashes aren't part of my eye,
but it's like your eye, like, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
Aww.
So, we're gonna keep staring at each other at this whole episode.
Okay.
And also you have a very good laugh.
Oh,
I feel like mine is very like, you know.
I feel like mine is too though. Really? I don't like my laugh. I'm always like,
I feel like my laugh is not dainty.
Oh, I don't think mine is either.
Oh, really?
Oh,
when I listen back on these episodes, it's very dainty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, what would be your last meal on Earth?
On Earth. Oof. Oof. You know what's funny? I used to say steak because I loved steak, uh-huh. But I'm like so over that.
Uh-huh.
So I would say like Japanese food.
Oh.
Even though I love Korean food.
Yeah.
Like sashimi, sushi.
Oh.
I want a trifecta. I want Mexican food, tacos. I want sushi. And I want anything in the Korean field, sphere. That would be it. And okay. And then my dessert would be cheesecake.
Ooh, nice.
Your turn.
That's so hard. But these days, I've been really loving karbitang. It's like a beef soup.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a good hot piping bowl of karbitang. Mm-hmm. So good.
So good.
And then for dessert, like a fruit tart.
Oh, we went the opposite route.
Like a pie. Oh. The crust has to be perfect. You know, like crumbly and just, you know.
Like a apple crumble.
Or yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why does that sound? Like, the way that she said yeah made me think of Jennifer Coolidge when she's like,
yeah.
Yeah. It was very
so moist. Yeah. Okay, some hear me outs. Do you have any hear me outs?
Okay, when I think about this question, I'm thinking of the hear me out cake.
Okay,
so I'm gonna go that direction.
Okay for the people who don't know, there's like a TikTok trend where you put a character topping on a cake of a character where you're like, that's not traditionally found attractive, but you're like, hear me out, and then
you explain.
Yeah,
you
know. So give me your hear me outs.
Okay. I would say Mufasa because You know, he has a little roar. He has a little like batty energy to him. And I kind of like the spicy, you know, he's a baddie.
Okay, okay.
And he...
I'm surprised you're not saying Khovu. Do you remember Lion King 2?
No.
Okay, so I feel like Mufasa and Simba are the common ones. Mm-hmm. The Hear Me Out would be Khovu from Lion King 2.
I don't know who Khovu is, guys.
When Simba has a daughter, Simba and Nala, they get married and they have a daughter. Mm-hmm. And then in that movie, there's a descendant of Scar. Mm-hmm. And it's not Scar's child. I think a lot of people think Scar's kid.
It's like but wedlock, you know,
Uncle Scar, like his descendant, like maybe his nephew. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's like, baddie lion. He has a
I gotta look him up.
He's a little darker. He's a little Khovu. Okay. I think he's the here.
Well, that's one of mine. We can go back and forth.
Okay. My Hear Me Out. That's so hard. I really can't think of off the top of my head. I mean, I think this is a common one, but like if we're talking like characters, like Disney characters, like my Disney character crush is either Aladdin.
That's a lot of people, though.
I know. That's why it's not a Hear Me Out. Mm-hmm. Or Prince Eric from Little Mermaid.
They're attractive.
I know. I'm trying to think of something really crazy. Really you give me something crazy.
King's Triton. King, sign me up. You know, he has the water under control. Man, earth, and sea. I am King Triton, you know? Woo! I was waiting to say that one.
Oh, my God.
That's like me saying Shang.
I know.
Everyone, let me say.
I'm trying to... I need to Google it, but, like, I can't think of... I'm
trying to think of another one. Let's see. I would say... Oh,
give it to me.
Okay. I need to think on this one a little bit.
Say it.
Okay. Do you know that movie Atlantis?
Yeah.
The guy with the glasses.
Oh.
What's his name? The little brainiac.
Atlantis.
Man. Movie.
The main guy?
Yeah. I'm like a little nerd, okay.
Yeah, Milo?
Sure.
Is he Milo?
Maybe. I also thought he was attractive, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, I don't know, I'm trying to think of some recent movies.
Oh, recent.
Yeah, but I can't think. Oh, you know, okay. Did you watch Spirited Away?
Yeah.
Haku.
Who?
Haku. Is that his name?
What's that?
This might not be Hear Me Out. He's not like super weird. Haku, the boy, he has like the short hair. Uh-huh. Did you watch Spirited Away?
I did, but I don't remember the thing.
Okay, it's like there's the girl and then there's the guy. He's the one who becomes a dragon.
Oh. Haku. I believe you.
Is that his name?
I believe you.
Spirited Away. Pretty sure that's his name.
Yeah. Ooh. You know who else?
Yeah, Haku.
Brock from Pokemon. Like.
His eyes are like a dark one. Yeah. Wait, what about Gary?
Who?
He has a Hear Me Out.
Who's Gary?
He was Ash's main nemesis. Like. The one he hated.
Oh,
his name was Gary, I think.
I only remember the people I like. So sure,
I thought he was good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there we go. There's so many.
I know there's so many. Gosh. Okay, that's like the last of the questions. Mm-hmm. But I kind of just want to ask on this note, like maybe this will be our last one.
Okay.
But like your childhood crushes. Oh. Like who were your childhood? Since we're on this note of like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, okay. Troy Bolton was one of them for me.
Oh, I'm going like way back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I have like two things.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody remember the episode on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody where Jesse McCartney?
Yes.
Like, I don't want another pretty. And they're like dressed up as bellhop people. I'm like, I would do that too. Because I recently saw him not too long ago.
And literally when you said that, that's literally what I was going to say. Was Jesse McCartney on Sweet Life, like beautiful soul Jesse McCartney. He was so cute in that episode.
And then what's that one with Lacey McGuire and Aaron Carter? It was like that one episode.
Yeah.
It was so cute. I remember that.
He looked really good in
what was that episode?
Was
it the candy?
Yeah.
I want candy. I want candy.
He was cute in that one. Oh,
man, it was like those. And obviously, we touched on. I was a hard believer, man. Yeah. When Baby came out, I was like, I'm gonna be that.
Yeah.
When One Less Lonely Girl came out. I was like, I'm gonna be that. And then he started getting more tattoos and like got married.
I literally thought he was waiting for me.
I thought he was waiting for me, but whatever.
Can I talk about how like my childhood crushes were really problematic and I had really bad taste because
Go.
Number one, when Big Bang was really big, my bias. I'm so embarrassed. My bias was Sunmi.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
Let's explain for the people who don't know. Let's explain.
So he was my favorite member, and he turned out to be the most problematic, disgusting member of the group to this day.
Because
of a really big scandal that he was a part of.
Burning Sun scandal, for those who don't know. Look it up.
And he's a disgusting man. Let's just put it there. Yeah. And I'm very ashamed that he was my
favorite. Okay, that was one problem. Okay.
And then when One Direction, when we were Directioners, my favorite was Liam, R.I.P. But
I also liked him too.
I know. Unfortunately, he was one of the most problematic members of the group after they disbanded.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, what's going on with my track record here?
You like baddies too.
I know. And then Yoongi is my current bias for BTS. And listen, there are no scandals for BTS except for two. The first being that Jin from BTS. Went on a live and had XL box of CONDOMS in his room.
Yeah.
Are you for real? That's a scandal anyway. Number two.
That's a good scandal.
I just find that hilarious. And the second scandal that came about that we didn't get to discuss in our BTS episode is that Yoongi got caught. Driving a little buzzed on his little scooter.
Scoot.
Okay. But listen.
Defend your man.
Listen. I still believe that it was a setup. Because, like, what do you mean the cops were, like, literally at his house when he got
right?
Like, what do you mean? And, like, even if it wasn't a setup, like, okay, he was a little buzzed.
Yeah.
He apologized.
Sure.
He was so apologetic. He was driving his little moped like 5 miles per hour on the sidewalk. He wore his helmet. He was wearing a helmet.
Safety first.
Like, please.
You know what this is giving? This is giving, is that your man?
That's my man.
Yeah, you stand beside him.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's your man.
But anyway, please.
Mm.
Yoongi's the least problematic of them all.
Least.
Like, please. But yeah, I just find it interesting that all the crushes that I had. And then I had a big crush on David Archuleta when he was on American Idol and he turned out to be gay. So, like, what's going on?
I also used to like Lance Bass and he also was gay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. We don't make good choices. Our brains turn off when we have crushes.
Back to that.
Yeah. Bringing them back.
Awesome. Well, guys, this has been really fun. Can't wait for more of this.
I know.
Can't wait for season two. Thanks for being festive with us. Have a good holiday season.
Have a safe holiday.
For those who celebrate, of course.
And
we'll see you on the next one.
In the next one. In 2025.
It's a party.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy holidays for those who celebrate.
Okay.
Bye.